big issue as far as black language or white language is concerned. I feel like everybody should strive for the common language, standard English, with the laxed sort of atmosphere that we have now, not frowning upon an individual because...
Well, I want to, but I'm not sleep thing.
Except CB or...
you know, not really frowning upon a person if he happens to use...
I'm Virginia Lady.
Some kind of jargon, or if he uses some kind of colloquial lism, or if he really uses some words that normally wouldn't be accepted in the past.
Is there anything that people say that really irritates you? You find yourself, you know, having a liberal attitude towards speech or drama, but you just get a bad gut reaction to something that somebody, you know, like uses ain't or just between you and I, you know, that kind of thing. Is there anything about usage that bothers you?
Well,
that you just can't help disliking?
There are some things, yes, and it depends on who it's coming from, really. You know, if I think it's somebody that really should know better, or you really want to tell them that, you know, that's so far off key that you really need to do something about that. You know, sometimes it depends.
Are you conscious of any difference between the way your parents talk and the way you talk?
Yes.
Any way you could describe the difference?
Well, my mother being an eighth grade student, naturally has not been exposed to as much of the basics of the English language, you know, as far as usage and this kind of thing is concerned. Naturally, she would not know. But she has made an attempt to improve this by listening to others. So when she says something, you know, it doesn't really bother me.
Would you say it's confined to differences in grammar, or are there differences in pronunciation that you're aware of?
Well, it would be more or less the differences in the grammar.
Does she have any words that you're not familiar with that she uses that might strike you as quaint or old-fashioned?
No.
No, my grandmother always, for a long time, referred to bicycles as wheels, and I thought that was silly.
Now that's what they use, huh? Wheels. Wheels.
Yeah.
I have been very proud of my mother. Mm. I mean, I just think of maybe what she would have been able to accomplish, you know, had she been able to go to school further. She has not been a stable person. She's always been sort of aggressive as far as learning and reading and language.
Yeah. Do you, talking about you yourself, or maybe some of your friends who are black, are you ever aware of when you're around whites, do you consciously or unconsciously change the way you talk?
Oh, yes.
Could you describe that?
Well, I guess I can. Usually when you're around whites, and you know that in most instances they're expecting you to say something wrong, or looking for you to say something wrong, or thinking maybe that you don't know the correct way to say something, you're more conscious of what you say and how you say it. Sometimes even to the point that you